Hey everyone, it's Matt. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you like it, please share it with everyone and don't forget to leave us a review. Now let's jump into the episode.
The Bold Notion is now a member of the NY City Podcast Network.
He already said you live in a Mexican duplex.
Hey, was this house built like this when you guys got it or somebody did it?
We only added this wall.
That's it? So yeah. The kitchen was already there?
Yeah, everything else was already set in.
They were vatos before you moved in.
Yeah, a bunch of vatos, bro. Santi's family lived here before, dude. Shit.
Yeah, every fucking Mexican household has their shit set up.
Yeah. Like that. That's fucking great. I keep fucking with the levels.
Why, dude? They were good.
No, when we were when we were laughing, everything was spiking up.
Okay, that's fine because we were laughing, though.
I know. Damn. Stop yelling, dude.
I thought you drink heavy. What are you talking about? You don't drink.
No, I'm not a drinker. I get the flush really bad, so I don't fuck with it.
But that's a Vietnamese thing.
Yeah, no, I get it worse, though. Like, oh, really? You know Lung, how his is? Yeah. Like, he just get red and, like, just chilling, though. I fucking...
He said he was going to have a heart attack and die.
Yeah, it was like an instant hangover.
He's such a drama queen.
Basically.
they got a huge ass fucking
At least I'm not
fight.
The only one that says yeah. it.
I'm a little bitch when it comes to drinking. I just don't fuck with it.
That's a prima donna.
Yeah, I'm a diva, bro. I know where I'm at.
That whole night, because Matt was just like, just drink, bro. Just drink. Yeah. You're like, I'm going to die, bro. My heart rate's at 159, bro.
Bro, I'm sitting on this couch sweating. My heart rate's like I just ran a fucking marathon. I'm fucking, nah, I can't get up. It's all in your head. I don't know, bro.
Really, it's a medical condition.
He's dying.
Not in my eyes.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know that was like as serious a thing until I drank with Lung Heavy and saw how fucked up his body got.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. It gets bad.
Which is crazy because Vietnamese drink heavy.
Yeah, bro. We love Hennessy.
Hennessy and Corona.
Yeah.
Corona.
Let's keep the C word out of here, right?
I think you already brought that in.
All right. Let's get to it, man.
All right. Welcome back to the Bold Notions, everyone. I'm your boy. Wait, what? Did I always start it like that? Your boy Tongue? Or did I just go, I'm your host Tongue?
You always say your host.
We're in a new studio right now. And by studio, I mean my basement.
We went from one basement to another basement.
So I'm here with Steven, Matt, and we actually got a new guest today. Alex, we finally kicked Jeremy out, you know. Nah, we'll get Jeremy on again in future episodes. But yeah, we got Alex right over here with us today.
Thanks, guys, for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yo, man. I just realized that two left on the pop filter on his mic, and I was like, why does this shit look different from our setup?
Oh, the screen thing here?
Yeah.
Do I need to move it?
No, you're fine. You're fine. We don't really need it because of the...
Makes me feel like a real rapper.
There you go. Drop some bars for us.
Nah, that's... Nah. Days are going.
Oh, man. Oh, so...
I'm a country singer now.
You know, Matt used to be a former rapper.
Oh, my God. You're so stupid.
I'm just upset that Brandon took down all those videos of you and him rapping, dude.
Thank God.
What was your name? Just Fat Boy?
Fat Boy.
Fat Boy on the track. Oh, man, guys. Before we hop into some topics, I just want to say real quick, when me and Matt came inside, we were carrying all the podcast equipment, right? And we're going through the front door. My grandma... You know, I come through, and then Matt comes through, and my grandma in Vietnamese goes, damn, Tom, he's more slimmer than you now, bro. The disrespect my grandma had, dog. I was about to say, this bitch doesn't know who paid the bills around here.
You'd be like, do you remember who took you to the hospital? Yeah. Me.
Guess who's not taking you next time?
Exactly, bro. She can call my other siblings.
But she's going to be like, I can't, my shoulder hurts.
So how you doing, Alex? How you feeling, man?
I'm doing great, man. Today's a good day. It's nice outside. We're looking for some sunny days. And
dude, I'm all ready clear skies. For summer, yeah. Jet skiing, all that shit again.
5-day forecast right there.
Ooh, I can't wait.
It sounded like it. Yeah, it sounded really good.
he's got a good radio voice.
Alex?
Yeah.
Yeah, really good.
I have the body for it.
Steven got the face for it.
Was a video kill the radio star?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, guys. Let's hop in some topics real quick. You guys heard about the whole situation with Mr. Potato Head, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is got
Potato Head.
Yeah. Now it's Potato Head. The whole situation is just stupid as fuck to me.
It's Bud.
It's Bud. Oh, man. The Irish are fucking punching the air.
Yeah, they didn't go through a famine just to have their icon removed.
But yeah, man, the whole situation. So the situation was the company Potato Head or Mr. Potato Head, whatever the
Hasbro,
fuck.
Hasbro, I think, right?
Yeah, Hasbro. Yeah. So they changed the line of Mr. Potato Head. Like the you can buy Mr. Potato Head, Mrs. Potato Head, the fucking potato dog or whatever the fuck, I guess. And people, they changed, they just took the Mr. out of like the overall title. And people thought that they were changing the toy itself, like Mr. Potato Head.
Oh, him directly?
Yeah, they thought they were making him trans or some shit or gender fluid.
Gender
or whatever.
Neutral. That's what we all thought was going on. See, yeah. This is what happens with our media. They don't get specific enough.
No,
it just puts a thing out there and everybody gets left and right confused.
Exactly. The problem is like no one reads, they only read the headline. So it's like, now the potato is a trans? What the fuck's going on? One, what the fuck's the gender of a potato, dude?
Yeah, I think we should really stop with the genderizing inanimate objects. Yeah.
Can't you just take apart like all the facial features anyways?
Exactly.
Yeah, so, you can switch it up. It all goes in his ass.
Oh, shit, it does, dude.
Yeah, his ass opens up and you can put a female dress on him and shit. So it shouldn't make a difference if it's a male or female.
Yeah, so that just means he always been trans, right?
That kind of makes even more sense. Why did they need a Mrs. Potato Head if Mr. Potato Head can just switch whenever he wants?
Hasbro just wanted to make money, dog.
Either it was make money or make controversy.
Yeah. That's probably what it was. It was probably just a publicity stunt.
When you start to lose importance in the eyes of your consumers, you have to do some type of publicity. Look at Oreo. Yeah. Oreo came out with a statement that said trans people exist. We know they fucking exist. Thanks, Oreo, for reinstating that.
But they why? Said
that? Was Oreo running out of money? Like,
yeah. Bro, I don't know.
We know they exist because every fucking month they got a parade up in the street blocking that motherfucker.
Yeah. Thanks, Oreo.
I got to get to work.
Not
damn,
to buy your double stuffed Oreos no more.
Yeah. Double stuffed.
Hey, bro. They probably get you double stuffed if you don't.
Yeah. Oh, you don't want our fucking Oreos? Bend over. Get stuffed.
Send over two trans dudes.
That'll be their next commercial. Get stuffed.
Oh, dude, that's kind of foul.
Rainbow flavored insides.
Oh, man.
Also, hold it with the inanimate objects, genderizing. I saw something today. We're sexualizing the rabbit from Space Jams.
I saw that. Yeah.
You posted that.
Are we doing? Oh, I'm guilty. 100%.
What the fuck's her name? Lola Bunny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it Lola Bunny? Or
something like that.
Jessica Rabbit. Yeah. I get too confused.
Lola Bunny, yeah.
Everyone, like, growing up, what, the early 2000s? For the most part, everyone's like, yeah, that was my first, like, cartoon crush was a fucking rabbit. And it's like, hey, man, I ain't going to tell you how to live your life or nothing, but, you know, you do you. We'll talk about you on the podcast.
Yeah, you'll be the next topic.
You got ready to play another kink shaming game?
All right, but Jessica Rabbit, though.
Hey, but
she's not a rabbit.
Yeah.
True. She's just fucking a rabbit.
Yeah, that's another thing. There we go.
Yo, our cartoons we grew up were fucking weird, weren't they?
They were wild. Think about the The devil from, was it Dexter's Laboratory?
Oh, no, it was Powerpuff Girls.
Powerpuff Girls. Yeah. The gay devil.
Yeah. Yep. The claw motherfucker.
The lobster. That's when he was a lobster, wasn't he?
You know what? Speaking of which, I remember watching that old show, Cow and Chicken. I just had a conversation about it. There's an episode in there where it has a bunch of, they're called like the hog riders.
And the butches?
Yeah, a bunch of butch women who go into people's houses and eat their carpet.
No,
a bunch of carpet munchers.
Oh, yeah, and they would eat ass, just butt cheeks. Yeah. For dinner. Their dinner was just straight butt cheeks.
That is. Oh, yeah, they did do that in the fucking show. Their parents would serve up a plate of ass.
Yeah.
Dude, our parents let us watch that shit, huh?
I mean, none of us have kids right now, but thinking, like, if that was us watching our kids' shit, we'd be like, what the fuck?
How the fuck did that get past the censors, goddammit?
But we weren't mad about it. No. Yeah. We're still not mad about it as adults.
No.
Like, right now, like,
I'd rather that should be going on than half the shit we see now, you know?
Yeah.
Now, like, they cancel Paw Patrol because George Floyd died.
That is true.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, they canceled Paw Patrol.
Because, hey, yo, back the blue guys.
Hold on. They got rid of Paw Patrol because of George Floyd? Because it's a police thing?
Yeah. Yeah, because the main character in that show is a police dog.
Wow.
They got rid of Paw Patrol, man. It's wild.
Hey, yo, cancel the blues, all right, dog? We don't need cops no more. Hilarious. I guess. Oh, what was that mug your girlfriend got you, Matt?
Oh my god!
Oh yeah, I've been meaning to look at that. I like it.
She got me a mug that says "I do fuck the police."
This guy fucks the police so much he might as well have a rap name.
Street cred, huh?
Oh fuck! All right, so I guess we're done with Potato Head. The Dr. Seuss books. You guys heard about that?
I think this all falls under like one large category of cancel culture.
Yeah, basically. Let's preface the whole Dr. Seuss real quick. Six books were taken out, or like they stopped selling six books, the Dr. Seuss Enterprise. And the reason why they did is because they brought in a panel of experts to basically go through their books, see if there was any racial connotations or whatever the fuck. And they found like Asian, racist Asian stereotypes, Inuit, and all this other bullshit. And so they took down those six books. And now everybody's yelling, oh, look at cancel culture taking down the whole, or trying to cancel all of Dr. Seuss. So my thing is, cancel culture is retarded as fuck. And I'm pretty sure we all agree on that. But also outrage culture. People that's like very against
the
it.
The opposing?
Yeah. 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 It's like, you guys are just starting to be as bad. Like, going back to the Potato Head. Who gives a shit about a fucking potato's genitals? Yeah. Who gives a shit about six books that no one read?
And here's the thing. Right?
Yeah, there are six books that I don't think any of us know about.
And
yeah.
Here's the thing. No. It's just like, okay, let's cancel Potato Head, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say, oh, let's cancel it because it's not inclusive. Who the fuck does that actually help?
Exactly.
It especially with the problems that we're experiencing in this world. Like, yeah. This is not an issue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have way bigger issues going on.
It's a first world problem that you think is a big issue. Meanwhile, a kid in fucking Syria is getting bombed.
Yeah, all women and children. 78% of the country is women and children, right?
Yeah. Maybe that's what Biden's trying to do. He's trying to tough us up by getting us in a war so we don't bitch and complain about a potato.
Biden's like, best I can do is a drone.
I just swore you guys said bomb Syria. We've been chanting for $1,400 stimulus checks.
1,400? Oh, I thought 14,000 bombs.
In Syria.
And that was a warning.
14,000 pounds of TNT?
God. Matt, you said that they just approved it, right?
The 14? Yeah, just today.
Today, yeah.
Today, without Republican vote.
Damn, I could finally get out of debt after buying all this
Republicans?
Equipment.
Yeah, Republicans didn't vote. They just voted without them.
How does that work?
I have to.
There's no way that's like illegal.
What's the point of
the whole point of having two sides?
Isn't it illegal to bomb cereal? I don't know.
Yeah, that's true too. I didn't think he got approval on that.
Hey, fuck the Geneva Convention.
Jesus.
I don't know what's going on.
Did it say anything about who is getting what out of that?
I think it said.
What's the cutoff? What's the
80,000 is the cutoff.
For was it a lower amount, like 400 or was it?
No, like it's
1,400 for 80,000?
Yeah. If you make more than 80,000, you get nothing. Okay. They don't have a cutoff. It's just anywhere from 0 to 80, and if you make more than that, you can get shit.
Okay, I saw something flash like one of those little like, advertisements. It was like anything over 80,000 is gonna get zero. Anything between 70 to 80 was 400. Anything between 60 to 70 was.
I don't think they're 1,000,
or then anybody below is 1,400.
I think it's 1,400 until 80,000, then nothing, and then couples is like 180 if you're married. If you make more than that,
and
you're
kids,
not getting
it's
shit.
More shoes.
Yeah, I was about to say,
and per kid, you get 1,400 too.
Yeah.
God damn.
Well, that's nice. I'm not in debt anymore. I can finally go get new tires. This
guy. I got new tires with your Lord money over there.
Yeah, man.
Hey, yo, my property isn't like collecting enough taxes, all right? I'm getting like pennies a week.
And you got a picture of what this piece of land looks like?
Dude, yeah.
It's a one by one square.
It yeah, it's literally just a square.
Do you pay taxes on that?
No, it's tax free.
What?
Yeah, the way that
he's gonna get a bill later.
He's gonna go there and get arrested.
Tax evasion.
Who let a minority buy land in Ireland or Scotland? This is where we grow our potatoes.
Scotland must have a lot of like just open land to do that.
Hell yeah, dude.
You're gonna have like some Scottish land fucking call you up one day, or a clan call you up and be like, oh, you took our land.
The minorities are coming into Ireland trying to take our women and land.
Scotland.
Not paying taxes.
Scotland.
Scotland?
You're going to piss off a lot of people right. over there.
Bro, we were going to be talking shit across the phone. Guys, going to be on his front porch in a day.
It wouldn't even matter, too, because he's going to be sitting there like, oh, yeah? Come and get me.
I'll wait. I mean, we make fun of England most, you know, the rest of the UK can get it.
Yeah, for sure. For absolutely.
Round two.
The second diss track.
The diss track, round two. speaking of diss track, did we bring up Eminem yet?
No.
We talked about it a little before recording. Mm-hmm. So,
well, that, I think that goes back to what you were saying about the outrage culture on the other side. Because mm-hmm. For him in particular is who I saw the most people in support. Like, they'll put a video up of be like, you guys really want to cancel Eminem? This guy dropped like five of the most raunchiest songs in the 90s.
Yeah.
And did you see what happened when the government shut him down? He said, fuck you to the government.
Basically. Yeah.
To be fair, he had it coming.
He did have it coming. He
had
have
a whole
coming.
Album against Trump. And he's like, and then it bombed completely. I'm not saying he shouldn't have done that, but it kind of came full circle. He was trying to get on the hype train of dissing Trump and then got fucked in the end.
Yeah. But see, I've never been a fan of Eminem. I did back in like, I don't know, whatever it was, maybe Curtain Call was the last CD that I actually liked of his shit. And then everything after that, I just felt like it was watered down. Once they get too much money, their music sucks.
Yeah.
Because they don't have to care no more. Yeah, there's no more heart in it.
Exactly.
It's more of a business brand at that point. You're not really in it for the love of the music.
Yeah.
You know?
I noticed that with a lot of artists. Like first album's fire and then just tanks.
Yeah.
You like know MGK. He stopped rapping.
What is he in? Like fairy tale singing now or something?
Pop rock.
He just
did Heartbreak Academy or something?
Yeah.
He's got a pink guitar now. He's all fucking...
He's a goofball. Yeah. I love him, though.
Hey, but he's plowing Megan Fox, though, so good for him.
He went to a whole nother genre.
Hey, have you seen Megan Fox thumbs? I always bring this up every time someone brings up Megan Fox.
Her thumbs?
Yeah, bro. She got some thick-ass thumbs.
No, I've never noticed.
I'll show you a picture later.
It's because she always hides it.
Yeah, dude.
They have to CGI them fuckers.
At her thumbs when I'm looking at Megan Fox. No.
I never even noticed. A few months ago, my friend brought it up. And I was like, what are you talking about, her thumbs? I pulled it up, bro. It looks like a whole fucking toe. A big toe on her fucking
finger. It basically
finger.
Looks like, it looks like your toe, but it's your thumb.
Who was the other woman he was with that he tried to kill herself over or something?
Oh, Halsey?
No, that's, you're thinking of...
That's G-Eazy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No, MGK was with another really popular
I thought
woman.
MGK was with Halsey before she was...
Alex, move the mic a little in front of you.
Before MGK? Yeah.
Before G-Eazy got with Halsey. Because wasn't the whole diss with Eminem, you're just mad because Gerald is balls deep inside of Halsey or something like that? Yeah, that was like a lyric, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was... I didn't really put two and two together. Maybe that's who he was talking about when he did I think it was called Hollywood. Was it Hollywood Murder or something like that? And he talked about killing himself and she made him lose like his whole fan base or something. It might have been Halsey.
I thought
but
it
either
was,
way,
but
Halsey's
I could be
super
wrong.
Fucking hot too.
Yeah,
so.
She's fired.
Yeah.
Tongue really likes Halsey.
I don't blame
Hey, bro.
How are her thumbs, Tom?
Oh, I haven't looked at her thumbs. Hopefully they're normal. Bro, I'd sell Steven on the black market for one night with Halsey. Hey, sorry, cut.
Matter of fact, let me look up those prices right now.
At least buy me back.
Yo, bro, I just did my taxes. Oh, you asking for too much. You know, it's post-nut clarity. It's like, do I really need to get Steven back?
So Eminem dropped a diss song or a whole thing about Trump, and then now people are trying to cancel him.
Yeah.
And they're
like
saying it.
14 years old.
It's over
on
a song. That's really not even that bad. What did he say? I'm tired of the bed and set this couch house on fire.
Yeah, wait, that one song he did with Rihanna back in like 2012 or 13 or some shit. Yeah,
the love the way you lie.
That's what it was. Yeah,
that's what
the song
about?
That they're upset about, and it's not even that bad.
Yeah, that's not even the worst of his songs, dude.
Nope. Dude,
like Kim, the song Kim.
Yeah,
come on. I mean, his album cover had a picture of him and his daughter dumping Kim in a fucking in a wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
And it was a hit album. It went double platinum or something like that.
He had a gay persona, Ken Kniff. You remember Ken Kniff? Yeah. From Connecticut?
Dude, this guy is, he has targeted and humiliated every fucking market out there.
Yeah,
and,
man.
And you're going to get upset about a woman's rights group against Tyner the Ben setting the house on fire. You don't have a fucking horse in this race, lady. I think all of us are safe to say we're all very pro women's rights. If it wasn't for women, none of us would really be.
Yeah, we all have moms, sisters, grandmas.
This whole theoretical thought that there's a group of men out there that hate women is just mind blowing. There's no way. There's no
incels do exist. Like, those motherfuckers are nuts.
I can't imagine.
They're just dudes that don't get pussy and, you know, don't look at me too much, guy. No. But no, they don't get pussy and they're
we're all on this side of the table.
Hey, fuck you guys, bro. I've cut the podcast off. But no, like, incels, like, those motherfuckers are nuts talking about how women should be like slave to men and they should be able to be bought like slaves. And if a woman ever backsass a guy, like, they have the right to hit him. It's like, Jesus Christ, bro. Like, someone give these guys some pussies to change their mind.
I couldn't imagine if any of us were like that. And, like, let's just say you were like that. And we're all hanging out with this guy. He's got some shit to say like that. How could we just sit there and look at him like, yeah, you're right, man.
I know. She needs to get back in the kitchen. How do I do that?
Oh, God.
We'd probably have to, like, slug them, dude.
Yeah. Which is even crazy, because if you're saying there's more people out there like that than that, they got the, what's that mentality? The squad mentality?
Herd mentality? Yeah.
Yeah, or mob mentality?
Yeah.
You're going to get 40 guys that all think the same way or at least similar. Like, yeah, they could fuck up a lot of shit. And, I think for the majority of us, we don't agree with that.
Yeah.
But we're not going to look to an Eminem song and think it's going to change the fucking world on how these guys think. Yeah.
None of us are gonna strap down a woman and burn our fucking house. Houses are expensive. Let's put that out there.
Unless it's insured. Yeah.
What's the circumstance?
Yeah, we gotta have some circumstances.
Oh shit! What did Bill Burr said? It's like there's never a reason to hit a woman. Never a reason. You buy a house, you work hard, and you come home to your wife fucking your neighbor, exactly. And you don't want to hit your wife.
There's a circumstance right there.
There is certain countries where crime of passions are legal. I mean, it's just, and it goes both ways. If a woman comes home and they see their husband in bed with another woman, they can kill him.
Yeah.
And Jesus. And blast him away.
That's crazy. It's a crime of passion, and it's like secured under whatever legislation they have. So. Personally, I do feel that way. Because if I came home and I saw my wife and I ended up killing her and the guy that she was with, I'm going to prison.
Hey, man.
In America, I'm going to prison. But if I was in whatever country these are, then it would be different, you know?
I don't know about killing them. I'd throw a couple of haymakers, maybe, but...
Burn the whole house down, dude.
Yeah, time to the bed and set the house on fire. Yeah.
She's going to get it in the divorce. Yeah.
Exactly. At least she'll get half of it. At least she'll get the ashes.
Yeah. just burn half the house down and just fucking... spray it out.
There was a guy, he lost his divorce or something. He went through and took a sawzall to everything. But in half, cut the furniture in half.
Hey, man.
Ugh. Good for that guy.
I can't imagine going through a divorce, man. That just, it scares the hell out of me. I've dodged a bullet and it's just like, man, having to lose half of your shit. Because, you know, I mean, most women don't really bring much to the table in a divorce.
They don't. Most women don't bring much to the table in general, if you want to have a bold notion.
Yeah, let's hear this bold notion. Let's go for it.
Hey,
bro.
I can agree with him to a certain extent. But
lay it down. I'll try to poke holes in the situation, in your guys' notion. Let's hear it.
Most women, right, in America, let's just use that. Most women in America, besides their pussy, really don't got much.
I mean, actually, like, lately, well, like, more of, like, 2000, 2010s and all that, more women have been go to college and a lot less drop out than guys. So
but college is useless. They're getting these degrees and not doing nothing with them.
Yeah.
Fair point.
You don't need a degree to have an OnlyFans.
Damn. Oh, fuck. Hey, bro. When you write, you write.
But not wrong.
But, I mean, for the most part, you know, a lot of guys are dropping more out of college and high school. Like, I'm a college dropout.
Oh, yeah, me too. But,
yeah, I'm pretty sure all
the best thing I ever did was drop out of college.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Fuck all that debt. But I mean, there's some women that do, you know, they bring more to the table. Yo.
But we're not talking about education. You're going right into education. I'm like talking about in relationship.
Yeah, let's say the woman brings, she brings a house to the table. She brings a car to the table. She brings a vacation property.
She has the toys,
the guns, stability. Everything.
Yeah, she has stability. Most women do not strive for that. It's like, what was that one fucking song? Wat, wet ass pussy. Wap. I don't cook, I don't clean.
I don't clean, and she smells like onion rings.
Right. All right,
that was a different song. But
big ass nipples.
Yeah. Some pepperoni. Big ass nipples.
Yeah, that poor woman's nipples, man. That shit blew me the fuck away. I couldn't believe it, man. Because I thought Cardi B had a banging body until I saw that shit.
Yeah. I remember I was making a joke. I was like, damn, bro, that's too much ass for me. And I was like, not for me. Let me get in there.
But I do agree with what you're saying to a certain extent. And when you do find a woman that, has, you know, their own toys, they go on their own vacations, they make their own money, they really don't need a guy to do any of those things for them.
They got their shit
together.
To me,
it's such an attraction.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my God, I want all of that, you know? And then I bring my own shit, and then it's like, you're battling to see who's got what.
Exactly.
I mean, you come into a different type of argument, you know?
It's almost like, because you do want to find someone to help uplift you in both ways.
Yeah.
You want to be able to push yourself up.
Yeah, it's like a supplement to your energy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, what do you think about dudes that are like, oh, I don't want a woman that makes more money than me?
My girl makes more money than me. It scares the hell out of me. Like, it fucking scares the hell out of me.
Why does it scare you, though?
Well, okay. I'm sorry.
You're good.
So, this last year was probably the year I made the most money.
Mm-hmm.
And I came right out of jail, and I went straight to work, and I've worked my ass off. I was gone for, you know, 13 days at a time, and I thought I did really well this year. And talking to my chick, she's like, yeah, I did X amount of dollars. I'm like, what? I need to go back to work again. Like, I need to hustle harder, and it makes me hungrier.
It doesn't
make me feel embarrassed. It just makes me so much more hungrier.
Yeah. I think that's what I was trying to get at. It's like the guys that are embarrassed or insecure about their
there are some guys out there like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
How pathetic are you? Like,
probably the same guy who thinks her dildo's bigger than your dick is.
Hey, okay, now you attack me personally. But yeah, God, it's just, if a girl makes more money than you, like, that's cool. And especially if she's still into you, like, by all means, don't have to be
my sugar mama.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, be my sugar mama.
This dinner's on you, right?
Hey, yo, I'll put on the apron. Let's go.
Yeah, but, I mean, you're right, though. When it comes to the majority of, there is a lot of women out there that just simply don't have shit. They're not going to amount to shit. They have no goals. They have no aspirations. They have no dreams. Because you know what I think this boils down to, too, is our genetic programming. You know, for the female, it's their genetics boil down to two things: raising a family, being a homemaker. Yeah. And that's something you can't control. Our brains are programmed without our consent.
Yeah.
And so I was talking to this one girl a while back. She was going to be a veterinarian. And she was like, I hate school. I don't want it. I just want to have kids and sit at home. I'm like, bitch, that's terrible. Like, finish your fucking degree and get you a job. Then, you know, we can talk about that later. You know, but she's like, I just want to stay at home. I don't want to have kids. I just want to have kids. I want to be a mom. And that's it. And that's when I kind of like clicked. It's like, really, some women just want to be a mom.
Yeah.
So if they don't have their own car and they don't have their own house, I mean, like, most men's jobs can kind of afford a wife to stay at home and take care of a kid. I mean, yeah, it's going to be a little stressful and tough, but you could do it. I mean, we all could probably do it. It's just going to be tough.
Yeah. Especially with like just the prices of everything going up lately.
Yeah.
It's a little harder, but I mean, for the most part, most guys just, we do enjoy like busting ass to make our money and be able to afford things like
the whole notion of the, what is it called? The nuclear family. I think that's the model of it.
Yeah. The mom, dad. And
yeah.
I thought Black Lives Matter was getting rid of that.
The organization tries to.
I thought that was part of the cancel culture.
I have no idea. I'm just fucking mixing them all up together now.
That was a thing though. You're right. It was the attack on the nuclear family.
Yeah. And it's like, now it's gone. And you know, I can understand it that,
what's a there nuclear are... family? Me and Matt wouldn't know.
Such ass. Actually, yeah. You know what?
It's more of a dream for some of us.
Yeah, but go on.
But yeah, so I understand that some women are like that. For instance, my girl's grandma, she's the same way.
This
she's
man's like, going to pour a whole drink.
You can hear him pour it in the mics.
He's got the Patron. He's
trying to sip this tea, dog.
Yeah, he's trying to get...
We're sharing tea here. He just happens to be a Patron.
But no, like my girl's grandma, she's like the same way. She's like, I miss speed. I miss being an at-home mom. Oh, shit.
I thought you said she misses speed.
Oh, yeah, she does.
Speed?
Yeah.
Like drugs?
Yes. Oh.
What?
Okay, go ahead. I'm listening. No. Okay, so back in the day, if your wife wasn't cleaning the house good enough or some shit,
you slapped the shit out of her.
That's one.
That was the rule of thumb thing.
Yeah. But two is you could go to the doctor and say, hey, my wife's not fucking cleaning. And he'd be like, ah, oh, we got the thing just for her. And he'd prescribe her fucking Speed.
So get the fuck out of here.
So she would be like, I'm going to clean everything.
Really? Damn, bro.
Somebody's out.
Damn, it's your fucking phone.
No, it's not my phone. My phone's on airplane mode.
Mine is too.
I lied.
Oh, my God.
I lied. My bad. Fucking liars. I thought I put that shit down. But,
So, yeah, the nuclear family was, like, what? A mom, a dad, and a kid.
Two kids.
Living in the same household. Yep. And the father was the
bread maker. Mom was the stay-at-home mom.
Yeah. Yep. Or if... I think in today's society, I think the woman can earn a minimum job or whatever, part-time.
It's strange that most immigrants... I think we already talked about this before on an episode, but, like, my mom, she's an immigrant. Matt's mom's an immigrant. And they both, you know, they're still in the mindset of, like, women should be the stay-at-home mom.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the guys should be the bread maker, which is crazy. To be honest, it'd be nice.
I come from a traditional Greek and Italian background. My grandparents were immigrants. So, I mean, it dwindled out through my parents. So,
are you, you're third generation then?
I think that's second.
My grandparents. Your grandparents moved here. They had your parents? My mom and dad. So there would be the second, you'd be third.
Okay, so I'm third generation. But like my grandparents, on my dad's side, my grandma stayed at home. My grandfather was the earner and raised four kids. And
your mom your grandma made the lasagna.
And my grandma made the lasagna
And if she messed it up, the rule of thumb. Yep. Or go get a
switch the size of your thumb. And but no, I think that if. Okay, so what that's third generation later.
Mm-hmm.
I don't personally look for my significant other to be an earner. I do appreciate that she can contribute an exorbitant amount to our lifestyle.
Yeah, but, it's like her being the moneymaker isn't a necessity. Like you're fine. I'm pretty sure you're fine working and like you like making money also. And I think that's probably why most guys just. There's a sort of camaraderie. I don't know if that's the right word to make money and just be like the breadwinner. And I think that's why a lot of guys still don't like their wives to be bread makers. And I don't know how I feel about it. I think it's
that power thing because a lot of guys don't want their women to have control of the money.
Yeah.
Like, it's my money. I earned it. Like, no, you can't go buy this. You can't go buy it. I'm like, fuck that. Go buy it.
Yeah.
Like, especially my girl wants to go buy Gucci, Louis, whatever. Go buy it. It's your money.
Damn, bro.
You earned it.
Yeah.
She's buying Gucci and it's like, Louis. Oh, dude.
This chick's got 250 pairs of J's, bro. Like, did you want to buy some? Go get some. Like, I'm not going to tell you anything different.
Hey, yo, you guys need like a thrumple? I think that's what it's called. Thrumple.
I actually do need someone to come clean the house.
Hey, yo, let me get my apron on.
It doesn't bother me. I do see where you're coming from with a lot of other men because I've been on the other end where my girl didn't make any money. And this chick was just a fucking ball and chain.
Oh.
And I was paying for everything. And it's like, this is kind of frustrating. Mm-hmm. If you're not making an attempt, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. You have to either make the attempt to be like get a job or clean the house. I mean, because if you're planning to stay at home, like I'm cool with that too. But make sure the food being cooked. I shouldn't have to be the cook. Make sure that the clothes are being done. Make sure that the house is being cleaned. Buy me shit.
Yeah,
even if it's with my money, I don't care. Just do shit, you know. Like, don't just sit there and expect for the breadwinner to get home and then have to do everything.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
So yeah, I think there's give and take on both of those ends of that spectrum.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there is, and every situation is different.
Too, yeah.
You know,
I'd hate to be one of those types of guys that would just be so controlling of what my chick wants to do with.
That's probably an incel thing, dude. They finally get pussy and they're like, "I got all the power," but fuck, dude. Let's move on. Texas and Mississippi going 100% mask
fucking Patriots,
free.
Man.
Dude, good for
Patriots.
Them.
Patriots.
Good for fucking them.
Awesome states, man.
You know what?
It took them long enough, though, so kind of fucked them at the same time.
Yeah, a year later. And people are freaking out. I was like, oh, look at these assholes fucking. They're going to get more people sick and all that. The thing about America, people can still wear masks and protect themselves, even if
it's your
other
choice.
People, yeah,
it's your fucking choice, man.
And my body, my choice.
Exactly.
Is that what y'all were screaming for the last 15 years?
Yeah,
practice what you preach, bitch.
Exactly, bro. So I'm all for it. I can't wait for Michigan to go completely maskless again.
I was talking to a buddy of mine last night about that, and all of us are probably safe to say it don't look like we're gonna go.
Yeah,
we're at 50%. That's starting next this weekend.
Wednesday, I think, isn't it?
Wednesday,
yeah.
50.
I mean, if I see all kinds of things popping up on different media sites about Gretchen Whitmer under investigation, she's got all kinds of secret things going on, and if that's the case. We're probably not going to experience a full opening in Michigan, which is crazy because you can go across the border 40 minutes and go have a blast in Ohio.
Yeah.
This is the most I've ever spent time in Ohio.
You've been going to Ohio?
Yeah, fuck. I've been going to Ohio,
every weekend for dinner just because I can go and enjoy a good dinner and sit down and go. I can go to the theater. I can go to all their attractions are open. Mm-hmm. Nothing is as strict as it here is here. And there's another thing about being a truck driver. I mean, I'm all these different states. It's different everywhere I go.
Let's hear more about you say you're a truck driver. Which state do you feel is just the most open and
Florida's probably by far the most open. I do experience a lot of people though driving in their car wearing masks or walking their dogs wearing masks, which is kind of weird considering their state's open. It's their choice.
real quick, you're bringing up the whole mask in the car. We give them a lot of shit for that, but I'm starting to not be able to, I can't blame them as much because I notice myself will sometimes accidentally have my mask on while I'm still driving. If I go to the gym and we need our mask on there, and then I go immediately to work, I had to wear my mask at work and I'm just too lazy to take it off. And I was getting out of the car and I was oh, my mask's still on. Oh, fuck. I look like one of those retards, don't I?
It blows me away. I'm taking my mask off before I'm even out of the store.
Yeah.
Are you going to kick me out? I'm already leaving.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm just too lazy or on my phone or my hands are full, so I just don't really care too much.
My favorite excuse is when I go into receivers in different states, they'll be like, oh, you can't come in without a mask. I'm like, for what? And they'll be like, because of COVID. I'm like, what the hell is that? Yeah. They'll be like, there's a pandemic in the nation. I'm like, oh, I'm from Florida. We don't believe that shit. You guys don't wear masks? I'm like, no.
What the fuck's a mask, dude? Do we look like Chinatown? And
another thing, you say about the states I go to. So I go to New Jersey a lot. I'm in New Jersey maybe 3 times a week.
Okay.
And in New Jersey, which was the epicenter of most of the pandemic, or most of our time, we've experienced them being shut down with the strictest guidelines. They're open. They're open to a certain degree. I went to Texas Roadhouse. I was able to go inside, sit down, and have dinner. And it was packed. I mean, there was no percentages. It was just go and walk in.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, how in the hell is New Jersey open like this? And you're telling me in Michigan that I have to go, that's 25%?
Yeah, 25%. We still got to wear our masks.
And there's a curfew.
And a curfew. Oh, yeah. The curfew.
It was 10 p.m. Now it's 11 p.m.
Corona's staying up a little later. Summertime's coming up, right?
I still love the notion that coronavirus can get you. Until you sit down at the table.
Yeah.
Then you're good.
There's a thing going on right now. This woman was, I don't know where she was at, but she went to the drive-thru and she ordered a beverage through the drive-thru. And the guy was like, do you have a mask on? She's like, I'm in my car.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, you have to have a mask on. She was like, I don't have a mask. And he was like, I can give you a mask. She goes, can you just give me my drink? He was like, no, but I can give you a mask. And she's like, you can give me a mask, but you won't give me my drink? And he's like, yeah, you need to have a mask on.
That's
and she looks at her camera and goes, this is fucking stupid.
That is
and
she drives off. That is the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
This is the problem we're having. These are the same people trying to censor Eminem.
Who's giving these assholes voices? God damn, man.
What we see is power corrupts everything.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Everyone. I mean, even if a manager at McDonald's gets that little bit of authority, they're going to push the fucking envelope.
Yeah.
So this guy didn't want to give her a drink because he's or maybe a drive-thru manager. I don't know.
Yeah.
And he got that little bit of power. This guy's probably had his underwear over his head most of his high school life.
Yeah, he's seen the inside of a few lockers.
Yeah, absolutely. And now he's got that little bit of power. And
he's running with it. He's running.
Oh, yeah. And who's going to stop him?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Nobody. He's like, I got your food, bitch.
Are we going to cancel McDonald's?
No.
Absolutely the fuck not.
Yeah.
Just like we can't cancel pedophiles. Chicken nuggets.
Yo. Yeah, how the fuck do we cancel pedophiles?
Oh, that's too much. It's a $1 billion industry.
Jesus Christ,
that pays for a lot of country houses for some of these politicians.
Yeah, fucking. Quick reminder: Epstein didn't kill himself.
I still think the whole COVID thing was a ploy to get Donald Trump out of office.
Absolutely.
Oh, it 100%. Had to be.
Shut everything down until he left, and then everything's opening up now.
At this point, I'm trying to get COVID. for maybe the last 6 months, I've literally tried.
I'll be honest, when I had it, wasn't that bad. Really wasn't.
Was it really Corona?
Yeah, I got it. I got yeah, the, he had it. The first time I got tested, it was a false positive, the rapid one. Yeah. And then I went and got the the fucking one that takes like 2 days to come back.
The normal one.
Yeah, the normal one. And
they both came back.
The first week I had it came back negative. The second week I had it came back positive. And then I started getting all the symptoms, the fucking headaches, the not smelling or tasting. And it only lasted for me for like 2 days. And my grandparents, I think we talked about this also a couple of episodes ago. They had it for a week or two. And my grandma's diabetic. They're both fine as fuck now. They're just up there hanging out. They kicked
it like a bad habit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but diabetics and elderly people are going to die in record numbers.
Exactly. And they're both in their 80s. So that's crazy as fuck.
I'm not going to. That was a scary thing for me living with my grandma and my mom, who are both medical cases. Mm-hmm. So it was at, but we actually had a sat down and conversation. So we were bringing our groceries in, and we were Lysol and shit. We were leaving it outside. I was terrified in the beginning.
Yeah.
I was a COVID idiot at the beginning. Yeah. I was scared. And so we actually sat down and we said, listen, this is our time. If we go, one of us goes, we go.
Yeah.
Yaya, you're probably going to die. Love you. I hope it doesn't happen. But you're at the top.
I'll pack your bags for you. Don't worry.
You're at the top of the list. Yeah. And like, either we're going to live our entire life in fear, or we're going to deal with all these hoops. When we couldn't even buy Lysol. Yeah. I actually just bought a can of Lysol for $6 the other day at Home Depot. Mm-hmm. Just because I like to have it in my semi-truck. And this was before COVID. Like, I've always been kind of like a...
Neat freak.
Germaphobe,
I guess. Or germaphobe, yeah.
And so I bought a couple bottles. I spent like $25 on fucking Lysol bottles because it's the first time I seen them.
Yeah.
In holy almost fuck. A year. And they were $6 a piece.
They got Lysol wipes now. Yeah. I just seen them the other day at Walmart.
Couldn't find those forever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we actually sat there and talked about this to our, you know, we were like, if this happens, it happens. Like, we're just going to have to go with it. You know, what are we going to do? This was back in the beginning. Now, my grandma's at the store with no mask on. She don't give a fuck. Don't give a shit. She don't wash her hands when she comes in the house. I'm like, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
This is absolute bullshit. You know, you have people. I don't know about any of your elderly family, but if you have people that are high risk, like they said they are, then we would have given it to them. Because I'm sure none of us have stopped doing what we do.
No.
Hanging out with all of our buddies. You experienced, you got COVID.
Yeah. I mean, the funny thing is my grandparents. Did you
guys get it? No.
He didn't give it to you?
No. My grandparents, the one that gave it to me, and I just wanted to keep them safe. I didn't want to get these assholes sick, so I didn't, you know, record with them or hang out.
I'll tell you this, right? So in the beginning of the pandemic, my dad still had to go to work because he works, you know, he works for Detroit. I won't say where. I'll tell you later. But he works for Detroit, and he got it. He gave it to my mom, and my mom got sick, right? And super sick. She was coughing and shit. He was, like, sick for, like, a day. And he got back up. Like, it was nothing.
Yeah.
That whole time... Right. I got laid off work because of the whole shit. And for me, I never got any symptoms. I never got sick. And I was in the house with them for the entire time.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't fucking know. Maybe I'm just maybe I'm just immune to it. You know,
I started thinking that same thing because I was watching like I was like, there's no way I don't have it. I'm traveling the country. I'm in and out of these bathrooms. Truck drivers are gross as
he's
it is.
He's fucking lot lizards and everything, dude.
Lot lizards and everything.
McDonald's employees.
I'm thinking like, if I'm going
to... The disrespect of truck drivers in our bathrooms at work. That's all I'm going to say. Dude.
You know what? Those assholes are the reasons why I can't go to take a nice dump in a bathroom. So you know what I've been doing this whole time? Pissing on people's cars. You're not going to let me go in? I can't use your bathroom? Because of what? The pandemic? Oh, okay. Your handles have got to piss on.
We let them go in our bathroom and they just fucking obliterate the toilet.
Some of these guys... Gross.
They drop a fucking Hiroshima.
This industry is not for a guy like me. Because I posted a thing on one of my truck driving pages. Cause I feel bad for the women in the truck driving industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I feel so bad for you women. You guys are like the target of all the bad jokes. You guys are harassed and sexually victimized and whatever. I had like 300 women telling me I'm like a godsend to them. Thank you so much. Please spread the word. Please be the change that we need. I'm like, oh my God.
Isn't that crazy? Like, how many motherfuckers are out there just shitting on women? Yeah. Dude, that is nuts.
Because you can just say,
hey, I don't believe in rape. Dude, you're a fucking godsend. Like, what the fuck? How is that many douchebags out there that's fucking
some of these
up for men?
Drivers have been behind the wheel for 30 years, 40 years, and their fucking wives have left them. I mean, they probably experienced every type of negative relationship you can have.
Yeah,
I mean,
just it goes,
I'm crossing my fingers. Mine don't turn that way, but
it's like the whole boomer humor and shit. Like,
yeah.
Wife bad, you know, technology bad. I get it in my field of work because I'm a welder, you know, I still get that.
And oh, yeah. That's like shop talk.
Yeah, it is shop talk. I mean, it happens, especially with the older generation. Like, for instance, when we had the election, I told my one guy, you know, I was like, hey, I'm going to vote for Joe Jorgensen. And he was just like,
who, by the way, is the best candidate we could have ever had.
Hands down the best.
Yeah, and he's like, who is that? I'm like,
no offense, Matt. We know you wanted Trump.
I wanted Trump too, but I mean, Joe Jorgensen was right there with
him.
Jorgensen lost me at open board.
Yeah. that's a fair one also. I'll give you that. I didn't, you know, and we're going on so many different tangents right now, but like.
Well, let me finish.
Yeah, I'll let you finish, and then we'll go back to Alex.
Because I was going to say, so during that shop talk, though, I told him about that, and he was just like, well, it's a chick? I was like, yeah, it's a chick. He goes, well, how is she going to deal with the country when she hits that time of the month? I'm like, I think she's prepared for it.
Yeah.
She's running. Pretty sure she's
running for the presidency. I'm pretty sure she has a plan.
Now, if she was like a 25-year-old chick, probably not. But
yeah.
I mean, Ocasio Cortez, I mean, come on.
But she's a 20,
that bitch is on her like period 365 days of the year. AOC is kind of a different beast.
AOC is kind of retarded.
She's like a walking bloody tampon. She's hot. She's hot, but that's all she's got.
Yeah, she can get it. Dude, yeah. But, oh, man.
You know, but all jokes aside, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I have listened to a lot of her ranting that were like not the shit that's being publicized, but like some of her things where she's attacking big businesses. She does like a lot of really good things as far as when businesses are trying to milk the government for spending. She'll attack them and be like, why is it $2.75 when last year was 86 cents?
Mm-hmm.
Where was your increase when we see your market trend is not plateaued above 50 cents or whatever? And so she'll like be like, you're not getting that money. This is staying in the government. Like,
but also, we're sorry. She's not taking photo ops in front of the immigration center anymore.
You got to take everything with a grain of salt. So yeah, she is a giant piece of shit. But that.
Yeah,
that one good thing, you know, it's like, well, she might be, but no, she's not. She's doing a lot more bad than she's doing good.
Right. Yeah, the tangent that I was trying to go to, the fact that people are so diehard for their party that they believe in everything that their party says is like true, is retarded to me. Like, I'm libertarian, and I don't believe in like we should have open borders. Like when Matt brought it up, and she wants to legalize all drugs. I don't know about that either. Like fucking heroin everywhere. I don't know.
I mean, heroin's a good thing if it's cuck right.
But look at California as an example.
Yeah. Oh my
There's
God.
Your legalized all drugs.
We cannot ever look at California as an example for anything.
Well, we could just legalize everything in California and have them test it out.
You need to look at Oregon because Oregon legalized everything.
Yeah, I don't know if Oregon's got the type of clout that Cali's got yet. We need to put a border around Cali.
Thank you.
That's what we need.
So real quick, is acid legal?
No. Actually, okay, mushrooms is legal.
Mushrooms are okay.
Mushrooms are legal, and they just became legal in Ann Arbor.
Mm-hmm.
LSD in raw form, like acid or droplets or whatever, is government tested.
Okay.
So they're only using it in government trials. But mushrooms are fucking legal in California, Oregon, Ann Arbor, a lot of other places, and they're prescribing them to patients for PTSD.
I just want to say this on record: if any feds are listening, I was asking that question for a friend.
We're allegedly talking about it.
Yeah, we're speaking hypotheticals.
if you think about all the drugs that are like all our natural drugs, like mushrooms or marijuana or opioids in raw form, anything that the government can't control, this obviously became illegal.
Yep.
You know,
exactly.
And if we look at marijuana, it's got the most medical benefits. There is a pharmacology course on it in med school right now. Why are they teaching this in college if it's not fucking being used everywhere?
Yeah. Right.
Like, obviously it's good.
And that's where it came down to, because the hemp industry was cutting off all the other businesses back in like the,
oh yeah,
what was it, the clothing. 1800s and shit?
Dude, yeah. I was telling my mom about this the other day because she's like so anti-THC, but she'll do the little fucking CBD gummies and shit. I mean, Ma, you got to understand, the weed plant can produce lotions, soaps, mm-hmm. clothing, paper. They used it they created textiles. Like, across the board, marijuana plant is universally used in every industry.
Yeah, it's just so, like, viable, or not viable, but like, what's the word? when it can just be used in so many different things.
Like a resilience or something?
Not resilience, but...
I get what you're trying to say. I can't think of the word.
You can turn the plant into so many things. Yeah. Like, even my mom, like, she... When she found out I smoke weed, she's like, oh, fuck, this is bad and all that. You're going to go to jail and shit. And then the doctors... One is started prescribing her like opioids and all this shit for her wrist because she was having like really bad pains in her wrist. And I was like, fuck all that. Let me just buy you some CBD and see how you feel. And I bought her that. Dude, she's like, okay, maybe this shit is pretty fucking badass.
Yeah, CBD is incredible, man. Yeah. I don't personally take CBD. I haven't smoked in maybe 4 years, but I am an extreme pothead at heart.
God, I love marijuana. Dude, I can't smoke with just regular weed. I need the pens because I'm a bitch.
Them pens going to kill you, dog.
Yeah, those fucking pens scare me.
My lungs going to collapse.
But I mean, like even breaking down weed and like tasting it and smelling it. Like I am a dog. Fucking stoner. But I can't smoke. I can't wait till I smoke.
Smell of it, bro.
Speaking of pens, U of M just released an article saying that those pens do more damage than smoking cigarettes.
I'm here for a fun time, not a long time.
Is that because of the glycinogen?
Probably because you're fucking inhaling battery fumes.
Call me the energizer, gross. Dude.
Call me the energizer.
You're fucking inhaling lithium.
Oh, man. Little African kid, mind my lithium so I can get high, dude. Beautiful.
How Tom's heart stop? Oh, it just kept going and going and going.
That's why I keep telling him, why don't you just get like edibles?
Yeah, dude, man.
Edibles. Have I ever shared the story when I tried edibles for the first time?
Oh, where you took too many?
Yeah, you did so, on one of your earlier episodes. I think I heard it.
I'm not sure, but just to make it short, it took me over an hour to walk out of my room to get to the bathroom, which was literally 2 steps away.
Take the recommended dose, jackass. Yeah.
My friend goes, if this is your first time, just eat half a cookie, right? So I eat half of it. Nothing. 30 minutes later, nothing. I was like, all right, let me eat the other half. 30 minutes after that, nothing.
That's where you fucked up.
Let me just eat another cookie because, you know, I'm a big guy. Maybe it does. I need more to hit me. I ate that second cookie. 5 minutes later, the room is spinning, dude.
Yeah, that's the thing with edibles, man. If you go to like the dispensary, the edibles at the dispensaries are watered down.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to make edibles and supply them to the local dispensaries, and they would always tell me like, dude, your potencies are way too high. You gotta cut it.
Your shit's too loud, bro. Turn that shit down.
And they were like, you need to make it within a certain like a
milligram
parameter amount. in order for us to be able to market it. And they wanted to put it in like all kinds of cool fancy packaging. I'm like, fuck this, a Ziploc bag and 3 cookies you get. This is street shit, you know? I don't know what y'all need, this Hershey bar looking shit. But so a buddy of mine was like, man, these are whack. You get your pennies in the wackest shit. I'm like, trust me, just fucking eat a half a cookie. Dude ate 3 of them and I didn't hear from him for 2 days. His dad's calling me trying to find out what we did with his son. I'm like, dude, your son left 2 days ago. I don't know where the fuck he's at. Knocking on his door, no answer. Cars in the driveway, went into the house. No one, hey, you in here? No answer. He wakes up 3 days later. It's like, what the fuck did you give him? I'm like, I told you, I gave you to take a half of a cookie. He's like, I ate all 3 of them. I'm like, is that, where you been at? He goes, I just got out of my bed. I'm like, you've been in your bed this whole time and your dad is walking around the house calling your name? Like, first of all, what the hell is your dad on? Why didn't he just look in your bed?
Yeah, no.
He's like, because he was like, well, if I call my son's name, he answers.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, like, he didn't answer that time. Like, what if he ODs on fucking something else?
That's fucking hilarious.
But, see, the thing, when you go to these dispensaries, you get some shit where they're like, oh, yeah, you only eat one piece of the thing. Or if it's, like, broke down in sections, you eat one piece of it. That's because they got the whole bar is so strong and potent, you know, and people don't know. That's why every story starts with the, I ate one, I didn't feel shit. I ate another one, I didn't feel shit. 3 days later, I wake up like, what the fuck?
My dad's in the hallway yelling my name. I can't talk to him.
You don't have an answer.
That's funny. Oh, fuck.
But yeah, I mean, even the edible industry, the CBD industry, the wax industry, all that shit. Yeah. Just push it. Yeah. Get it out there.
Also invest in them. For everyone who's trying to make money, invest in that shit too.
Invest in that shit. Just do what you can to get that shit out there. Because first of all, we need it in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
We got a couple cities here and there that are, you know, legalized. But as a whole, you can still go to jail for it.
Yeah.
Not as a whole now. It's legal.
It's just weed in general, right?
Yeah.
The recreational or
recreational
in Michigan?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
You can have recreational.
He's been out the state too many times.
Not only that, but I haven't been able to smoke in a few years.
You can have up to, I believe, 3 ounces on you.
And what, like three plants or something like that?
You can have up to yourself personal six plants.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's nothing. I mean, it's a lot. That's
for
still
one
nothing.
Person?
That's still a lot. That's nothing. What do you mean? I'm 90. I had 90 and that wasn't enough.
For one person?
For me, yeah.
Holy fuck.
I had 90, 90, and 90. I'll show you pictures after
this. What's the statute of limitation on?
I didn't know it was legalized in Michigan, but I remember a few years ago when it was like medically legal, I had my card, the medical card, and Livonia was targeting me. I was getting pulled over by the same cop like daily. And on the fifth time he pulled me over, and I was like, can I speak to your supervisor? Because this is retarded. This is stupid. Like, you get me every day. And he's like, what do you think I'm harassing you? I'm like, I know you're harassing me. And, and so he opens up. I had a safe in the back of my car, and it was locked. And I opened it up. He pulls out my weed, and he's like, oh, this is strong. Like, I'm like, yeah, it's good shit. Like, I don't
you
have
selling, you, you selling that shit, bro?
He goes,
let me turn off my camera real quick.
He goes, why do you have so much? I said, 2 ounces? Shit, that's just what I'm allowed to carry. And he was like, oh, you got more? And I'm like, can I help you? What can I do with it? And he was like, I see you got your CPL. Where's your gun at? And I was like, it's not here. I can't carry it with me. And he was like, oh, okay. I was like, so wait, if the weed's in a lockbox and the gun's on my person, can I just walk around like, bitch, touch me? And he was like, something we're going to have to try to find out. I'm like, this guy just wants to get me in jail, man. Like, finally, they had the sergeant showed up and he let me go. But yeah, so I remember a couple years ago, like it was 2 ounces in a locked container in the back of a vehicle.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's changed, but I've been on probation for 13 years.
No, that doesn't matter.
This is my first time off probation, and now my job doesn't let me smoke. So
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, it is so unfortunate. As long as you're 21 or older, you're good.
Oh, yeah. That's so cool. Yeah, okay.
And you can grow as long as it's not their statutes are you can grow as long as it's kept inside of something behind a locked door and without view of the public.
Okay.
That's what Panda Paper's for.
Yeah. Are you guys ready to move on to our last topic?
What else we got?
So you actually sent me this one, Morgan Wallen, the country singer.
Oh, yeah.
Country rock, just crunchy.
Crunchy. He's
crunchy.
Are you hungry? He's crunchy country.
These guys always think about food,
hey,
man.
Bro. My grandma might have been right.
He's got a really nice down south twang. You know, he's kind of got like the traditional style guitars. I haven't really heard too much of his like rock shit. I know he's got a couple songs with like features with some of your bigger pop stars.
He makes out with women during COVID.
Yeah, so
definitely
he did that shit.
The reason why he's back in the news is because
this is again with cancel culture.
Yeah, going back to the cancel culture, he's back. He's actually number one on like Rolling Stone's top 500,
which
artists.
Is incredible.
Oh, his sales skyrocketed.
Yeah. Yeah. So the reason why he got canceled the first time is because you know someone recorded him.
His neighbor.
His neighbor recorded him, and he was like, you know, shooting the shit with his
him and his buddy get home from the bar drinking and his buddy falls down in his front yard and he says, get up, let's go in the house. Yeah.
Damn.
And the guy and the neighbor the neighbor's like, and I'm thinking like, dude, this guy is one of the hottest country singers, and you know how many black people stood up for him? Black singers.
Yeah.
And they were like, we don't care.
Yeah.
And that weekend he skyrocketed.
So
and he lost all of his shit. Lost everything.
You know, what I find interesting about this is should people be canceled for if they're calling their friends like just slurs, like
absolutely not.
I'm gonna show, like, you know, I'm gonna be transparent. I use the N-words towards Steven and Matt from time to time. I was like, hey, yo, what's up, my, you know, and
you should see what I call my gay friends.
Yeah. like if you're targeting at someone and they're not offended, what's the problem, right? Like, yeah. Matt's not going to get offended if I call him, you know, fucking Pollock or some shit, but or the N-word or whatever. Where's
whatever
the
racial slurs amongst friends is the terms of endearment.
Exactly.
And that, I mean, we see that daily in arguments when people are like, oh, it's cool for us to call each other that. Mm-hmm. Whether it's black or if it's Indians or Mexicans or whatever, it's like, no, we're calling each other that.
I'm like, hey, we call Steven Spick all the time.
Yeah, I mean,
no, we call him an Aztec Indian.
Aztec.
Yeah.
Same thing. Same thing.
but yeah, they call me Chink. You know, I call them whatever the fuck. And it's like,
unless you're being malicious and derogatory, other people need to start minding their fucking
context
business.
Context matters.
Yeah, context and attention, all that shit.
Context and direction. Yeah. If I'm not fucking talking to you, mind your business.
Exactly.
Dude, this is our biggest problem we're having in America is nobody's minding their own fucking business.
You know what? I think we can bring it up now.
Oh, the shooting?
After however long it's been now. You've seen the shooting, right? In Pennsylvania, I believe.
Which one?
The snow shoveling situation.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that was awesome.
You said which one?
I will say, we haven't had a few shootings in a while.
Yeah, that is our country.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like...
Good old American shooting.
Dude, if someone came out with a fucking gun, I'm not going to call them a pussy. I'm going to turn the other way and just go in my house. I'm good.
This guy, he sat there and called that guy a pussy, and then he got shot. Call the police! Yeah. Nah, bitch, keep that same energy.
Dude, his girl... You ain't gonna do shit. He blasted her. You still ain't gonna do shit. Bitch, shut the fuck up. Yeah.
I love how the husband left his wife in the street and took off running.
Dude, when I saw that video, I was in tears laughing. I mean, whatever. People die.
I know it's fucked up. I was the same as you. Man. I was like, I'm like, is it fucked up that I find this funny?
No, not at all.
And he walks over to her and he's like, you should have mind your own fucking business.
Yeah, that was a bar that he dropped. He just comes up with her. You should have kept your mouth shut. Blah. And it's like, he's not wrong. He is not wrong. That bitch should have, like, you know.
Dude, I mean, how long is it going to take for you to antagonize somebody before they do something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean,
and that's the other thing, too, is how long has that been going on?
You can't live across the street somebody and have that shit just happen for the first time.
Yeah, I guess it's been happening for a while.
Yeah, for a couple of weeks or some time. Shit. Yeah. They've just been having back and forth. Apparently, they shoveled their snow onto, like, his driveway or some shit. So,
big deal.
Yeah.
You're in fucking Pennsylvania. Get used to the snow.
It's going to melt anyway.
Yeah.
It's going to melt anyways. Or it's going to snow again.
Yeah, but, people just need to just...
Mind your own fucking business.
Like, those the guys that came out to try to, like, help him, they saw the guy come back out with AR. They're like, you know what? No, we don't need to help. And those guys... We're smart.
Look, that crackhead trying to steal the ATM, I'm going to mind my own business.
Yeah.
I ain't going to get involved.
I was talking to my buddy.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Stealing an ATM, I want half. I'm getting involved.
I might help.
I like his thinking.
If I see a crackhead, I mean, he's going down for it. I'll be like, let me just get some.
Officer, I was trying to stop him.
Your girl is going to be like, where'd this come from? Listen, Matt, turn around. I got to take you in.
No, just tell her I started paying you.
Our podcasts are making a lot of money now.
Quick, find someone who can launder money.
She needs a big hit. She's trying to rank up. If it's her boyfriend, she's taking you down.
Dude, if I go to jail, I'm going to be upset.
Yeah, fucking like, the police ain't giving you a free pass.
But yeah, I think we're all in agreement, going back to the topic. We're all cool with using slurs for each other.
With Morgan Wallen's whole cancel culture bullshit, dude, this is a perfect example of this small group of people, this cancel culture society that's shutting shit down left and right. Mm-hmm. You can't keep a good dog down. And wow, the guy said one thing.
Yeah.
I mean, he has sold out records and platinum songs, and he's being featured on rap artists' songs and all kinds of shit. Like, when is it going to stop?
Yeah.
When are we going to draw? I mean, none of us have friends like this. I hope not. I mean, because if I had any friends that are like, oh, did you hear what Eminem said? And Morgan, shut the fuck up.
We knew one person.
You knew somebody that was part of cancel culture?
That's the key term. We knew.
Yeah. Oh, man. Because this person, every time I see something, I'm like, who are these people?
Yeah.
Where are these people at?
Go do something with your life.
How do we not know these people?
Yeah.
That person did in the street, if you remember correctly.
This person also said BMI was racist.
Yeah.
Body mass index?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, let's not bring up too much about this person.
Probably the same guy that thinks math is racist.
Oh, man. So what was that about? Math was racist.
Somebody, somebody made a thing that said math is racist because the numbers were generated by a white person.
They were used to measure slaves.
Yeah, people know
some,
that.
Some white, not a physicist, a mathematician that created
Those retards know that we use Arabic numerals, right?
No, half these people don't know shit about anything.
They don't.
Yeah, they really don't. Funny as well.
Real quick, that reminded me. This has to do with one of our friends that we know. Someone made a post at The Onion, right? You know how they do satire?
The Onion?
Yeah.
Website?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so God, they made a post, or they made a letter or newsletter saying that schools are going to start implementing Arabic numerals, which we've already did. Like, that's our number system. And one of our friends go...
Actually, no, this was a real thing.
No.
It was a real thing. It was a real argument.
I know, but we already use Arabic numerals. And this guy goes, why the fuck do we need this in our schools and all this? And they were going off. And I was like, bro, we've been doing this shit.
Dog. Chapters and books. After.
Oh, you probably won't be surprised when you find out.
So here, just tell me, you know what Roman numerals are, right?
It's
dashes with X's and V's and shit.
The eyes, yeah.
They were saying that this was, what was it? It was Romans. Why are we using Romans, whatever.
Numerals.
In American society. And they're like, we need to get rid of this in schools. We don't need to be teaching this.
America's a melting pot of just cultures.
That's a perfect example. Australia, I don't know what she is in Australia, but she just said, basically, if you don't want to conform to Australian rules, get the fuck out. She was like, you came to Australia, either learn Australian culture or get the fuck out. Jeez. Muslim and Sharia law, we're not going to abide by that shit. Mm-hmm. We're not going to let that shit fly. Get the fuck out. And so it's like, why are we not doing that?
Yeah.
You came here, learn how to speak Aussie, learn how to drive on the wrong side of the road, whatever. In America, you have to learn how to speak English. I mean, I have a buddy. He came here from Cuba. This blew me away. It floored me the other day when I saw his status on Facebook. He said him and his family came here from Cuba, and they were in chase of the American dream. And his mom, when the borders opened about a few years back, they had to learn how to read the Constitution. They had to basically study American culture from top to bottom.
Yeah, Matt went through that whole thing.
To take the test, right? Yeah. He's like, I hate living in America. He's like, what we're experiencing in the year right now, he's like, this is so wrong. My parents lost their business. My sister had to get pulled out of school. I can barely work unless I go do some bullshit that I have skills. He's like, why shouldn't I go and do my skill trade jobs when I have to go work at a department store? He's like, this is stupid. My whole family is so disgusted at what we're experiencing in America right now. He's like, we can't even go back to Cuba. We denounced our citizenship. Because that was my argument. That's my argument. I was like, go back. He's like, I can't.
Well, yeah, you remember that guy, the Cuban guy that gave a speech before the election night. Trump had him on TV. He said that Biden reminds him a lot of the government he left in Cuba.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was crying. He was like, a lot of people. Scared.
Yeah, a lot of, especially like
Miami. Miami had one of the largest conventions to date with Cuban refugees or whatever. They were like, we do not need a democratic government right now, especially with policies like this.
Yeah.
These are all the same things that Fidel implemented in early stages.
And you see the argument. How many people flee America to go to a socialist society, right?
None.
Exactly. And you see how many people fled as a social society to come to America.
But you know what these idiots argue? Well, we've never seen a democratic socialism.
It's the same thing.
It's the same fucking thing. It's socialism. I don't care what you call it.
There's no such thing. You just made that up.
If you look at the five socialist countries, it's four or five, whatever. You look at the five, they're all shitty places.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they may have beautiful scenery, but that's about it.
And you know what pisses me off is people use Canada as an example, like Bernie Sanders. But for instance, I was trying to buy like a wallet, right? And for some reason, the Canadian dollar popped up. It was like $120. It's $60 here. That's just because of taxes. Yeah. It's so much more expensive.
Yeah.
So is that what I'm going to pay $120 instead of $60 for a stupid wallet?
Like, let me ask you this, right? In Canada, especially. You want to go get your drink on, you go down to the liquor store, right? Mm. That's just here.
Here.
Right. You go there. Over there, everything's government regulated.
You LCBO.
Have to, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. They want to see how much alcohol is being sold in their country. And you know, if you ever want to go hunting, over there, you have to call their whoever the fuck they are, give them the coordinates of where you're going to be hunting with the kind of weapon you're going to be using to hunt, and they can pop up on you.
That is so
their Mounties will hard. Pop up on you.
The Mounties. Yeah.
If I see a horse coming through the woods, I'm shooting at it.
You weren't wearing an orange vest, man.
I don't care how big your hips were.
How you doing, eh? You got that gun over there, huh?
I follow this woman on Instagram. Her name is Nicole Arbor. She's a Canadian, and she is like, I think she lives here, but she's like,
she's from Canada. Yeah. She was.
I love people, her, man. She is awesome.
The people that didn't know, like, her biggest controversy was a few years back where she was like, hey, fat people. I think that was the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
oh, it's everything. She's so outspoken.
She's very outspoken.
She's a wonderful woman. She's a patriot.
For me, it's 50-50 with her. Some of the shit she says, I don't agree with. Some of the shit I do agree with. But yeah, go on about her.
So she's Canadian, and she constantly is referring to America how it's do not use Canada as a fucking example. She's like, it's way worse when it comes to like inflation on things than it is here in America. She's like, stop wanting to be like Canada.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of Canadians that are like that. They're like, we don't want to be like Canada.
Yeah.
We don't want you to be like us. Like, you guys are doing great over there. Stop fucking trying to be like us.
Yeah, you can go to the doctor anytime you want.
Yeah, people like, they talk about, I forgot what girl I was talking to. She said her family, when they lived in Canada, they would drive down to Michigan just to go to the doctors.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In our country, instead of fucking going to theirs, even with their free healthcare. And it's like, well, why are we worried about this?
Matt knows about that firsthand, too. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to go into your personal history, but, you know.
His sex change?
I am not paying for your sex change, Matt.
I'm a taxpaying citizen. I got you.
It's not because I'm transphobic. It's because I'm broke.
I'll just go to California.
Being broke is not cool. We need to cancel being broke.
Fuck. Cancel all those broke motherfuckers. I'm talking about myself. Shit.
But yeah, I mean, as a whole, I mean, I think with most of the people that we talk to, we're all, I don't want to say conservative or libertarian or whatever, but I mean, we all have solid heads on our shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck is making it so difficult for us right now in our country?
The people in the ivory towers. I'm telling you, the people who don't have to deal with the normal shit. You think it's
like, like Rothstein and them? Rothschild?
Rothschild.
Do you think it's like them? The one percenters? Or do you think it's other people?
I don't know. I think it's the inner city people who don't really have to deal with the normal bullshit that all of us really have to deal with.
Yeah, people who are, I hate using the word, but like more privileged, and they don't, you know, they don't have much going on with their life. So they feel the need to fight for other people when no one's asking people to fight for them.
You can specify it into the college-oriented, that kind of lifestyle.
Yeah, like the college student kind of shit.
I feel like college kids who are, college kids that don't have to work to go to college, those are like, those are the ones that like, college
kids. It's also the shit they teach in college.
That too.
A lot of them are politically motivated.
Even if you look at...
College really is,
college is something, bro.
And this has not been a new thing.
Isn't overnight.
If you even go back to the Dead Kennedys, which are, you know, a punk rock band, in one of their songs they say, so you've been to school for a year or two and you think you know it all. And the whole song talks about how these college kids think they know about what's going on in the song, the Cambodian crisis, which was genocide. And they say, oh, it's not that bad. You know, they're doing a good thing over there. You don't know fucking shit.
Yeah.
All right. Guys, we've been going on for over an hour now.
Really?
That's true.
Yeah. The time flies, doesn't it?
It really does.
Yeah. All right.
So we.
Thought you were gonna be like boy.
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 So we gotta announce something too, don't we?
Oh yeah, I completely forgot. I was supposed to announce it in the beginning. I'll probably do a voiceover for it. But we're part of the NYC
podcast
network. Yeah.
Congratulations, guys.
Yeah, hey man.
That's pretty crazy. Hey,
just trying to get our numbers up and try to just talk shit, have fun. I want to eventually pay these fuckers.
This is a perfect example of how cancel culture can't keep a good dog down. The Bold Notions gets on here and they talk shit about everything.
Hey, bro.
And you know what? You haven't been canceled yet.
Not yet.
We're a little too small for
famous to be canceled. Last words.
I'm gonna be like, yo guys, the show's canceled next week.
But no, I saw, I was looking at one of the things. You guys have like your platforms have expanded.
Mm-hmm. There's
many more platforms now.
Yeah.
It's like, it was three in the beginning.
Dude, I'm working hard to try to get us on everything. Yeah. Just, you know, I just like having a word out there and just being fun.
And you originally started listening to us before you came on today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I've been with you guys since episode one.
Bro, he was my biggest supporter.
Me and Tong were at the beach one day, and we were talking about starting this. He was talking about starting this podcast.
2019 or 2018 Memorial, I think, Day.
Yeah. We were at Memorial Day at the beach. We were pulling the jet skis out, and he's like, yeah, I've been thinking about starting up this podcast and getting all this equipment. And I was like, dude, do that shit, man. Just fucking run with it, man.
And then 2 years later, look at where we are.
So he told me about episode one. I'm like, dude, congrats. Awesome, man. I was like, I'm glad for you, dude. So
yeah, we're biggest supporter. Guys, dude.
What 10 episodes in?
This is our 14th right 14th now. 14th that we're recording.
14th episode in, and you guys are going strong, man. You guys are doing great.
Hey,
and
thank you, man.
You make my weeks start off great. I can get loaded up in New Jersey and be like, fuck this city. Yeah. And just know that I got bold notions on the podcast coming up for my next couple. My hours gonna be nice.
Fuck yeah. Alex, where can they find you, dude?
I am on Instagram at official Alexander Wright. I am on OnlyFans at Never Pull Out, Twitter at I Never Pull Out, and at Facebook at Alexandros Wright.
Matt, Steven, did you guys want to ever plug your socials?
I think I've already done it.
Yeah, I mean, you can plug it again at night. Or at night.
At night?
At the end of every episode, we'll plug
our OnlyFans.
Hell yeah, yeah, yeah. follow the Bold Notions on Instagram. Follow me, your boy Tong, Yaboi Tong. It probably was my tablet causing all that feedback. Steven, you like sharing your social or you like private?
I'm always blacklisted.
This guy's private.
Blacklisted.
He's under the radar. He's off the mat, off the grid.
Look, realistically, I don't want people knowing my shit just because I run like my company's social media accounts and shit.
Yeah. And that's why I tell you to fucking remove all your shit off your
Facebook. It doesn't matter though.
It's funny we call him Steven. His real name's not even Steven.
Yeah. It's Stefan.
It's Aztec Indian.
Fuck y'all.
All right, everyone. Y'all. Peace.